The chair of the Election Recount Board, Denise Stevens, presented a report of their work to the Assembly. She explained that 13 of the 15 precincts the board reviewed closely matched, with a few of the precincts off by one or two. At Precinct 840, Service High School, the board could not find 8 ballots for voters that had signed the register.
One possible explanation is that these 8 voters left the precinct without voting after having signed the precinct register. Precinct 660 had a similar result with 6 signatures more than corresponding ballots. The recount resulted in no change in the outcome of the election.
The April 3rd municipal election was fraught with problems. An election commission report blamed the clerk's office for not distributing enough ballots. More than half of precincts ran out of ballots. Assemblymember Harriet Drummond requested public comment on the certification.
I think we're being extremely unfair to the public to not allow them a specific opportunity to testify on this election, as opposed to making them wait until the end of the meeting when the media has gone home, when most people have turned it off. I think this is wrong.
Ms. Drummond, that will be duly noted.
Assembly members Paul Honeyman and Elvie Gray Jackson also spoke in support of public testimony being included, but Chair Hall denied that request and was supported by Municipal Attorney Dennis Wheeler.
I've reviewed the opinion provided by Mr. Bituminos, and I recall his comments here at the Assembly meeting, and I agree with those comments. I trust his analysis of the issue and agree with him that this is a quasi-judicial matter. It's not a public hearing item.
Toward the end of the meeting, a member of the public, Eugene Haberman, who said he's been conducting his own investigation into the election, attempted to present a report during the audience participation period. He alleged that officials looking into what went wrong during the election did not properly notify the public of their meetings, nor provide video or audio taping of their work. He also implied that the firing of Deputy Clerk Jacqueline Duke was improper and meant to impede the investigation into the election. Haberman summed up his report like this.
Tonight you have on the agenda the election report that was approved by the Anchorage Election Board on Monday, May 21st, 2012. As a result of my findings, it would be inappropriate for you to approve this report. My report tonight clearly indicates that at this time, no one won in this election, everyone lost.
By the time Haberman got to speak, the Assembly had already approved the certification of the election recount. The Anchorage Assembly has appointed a retired judge to pinpoint what went wrong during the election. His report, due out June 28th, will be used as a guide to improve future elections. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.